fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our third hour on Monday, the 20th of November. The purpose of today is to check your security system at your home, at your safe haven, make sure you have everything you need, make sure it's working properly, and do upgrades if necessary. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Anders, the proprietor of Freedom Training USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. And we got a follow-up question from Carlos in Georgia. Go ahead, Carlos.
Sam was answering the best scope and the best night vision for multiple weapon systems, basically almost somewhat like a size fits all, but, you know, with training, you can compensate.
If you're looking for the most versatile thermal sight and you can only afford one, then I would have to go with the Ricoh Hybrid. 640, 3x50 multifunction thermal weapon sight. Let me tell you what this thing can do. It's a unique product. It's incredibly effective. It's got a 640x512 engine. It's 12 micron. It's 50 hertz. So it meets our minimum specifications for tactical use. But it does some very unique things. It has clip-on capability up to 10 power with your day optic. Which you only means you only have to dial your scope down to 10 power to use it collimated behind this thermal sight. The other thing that I like about this particular sight, which I think is fantastic if you're using it as a dedicated weapon sight, is it has a reticle generator on it. Now let's talk about that for a second. A reticle generator is a really cool feature because what that says is you can use the sight to design your own reticle. You can literally set the spacing of the reticle and tell that scope to generate the reticle you design for a particular weapon sight. So let's say you've got a 308 that's like 16 minutes up from 100 to 600. You can set a reticle that has a perfect mark for 200, perfect mark for 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800 yards. You can design that, program that into your thermal. And let's say you want to move it to something that shoots really flat like a 30 Wolf. It's only 8 minutes up from 100 to 600. You can design a reticle for that rifle as well, and when you switch from the 308 to the 30 Wolf, you just tell it to use reticle B rather than reticle A. How cool is that?
That's a very technical, and it's very cool. Very technical scope. I see why you like it.
Well, if you're talking about versatility, it's pretty hard to beat something that can collimate up to a 10-power day optic, and you could design your own reticle for whatever ammo you're using. That's pretty amazing.
That is amazing. Very amazing.
There's nothing like it in the thermal industry right now. IRAY continues to set the bar.
Yes. And now for the all-around night force scope, you said a 4 to 16 power.
Yeah, if you've got rifles that aren't, shall we say, very flat shooting like the 308 or the 223, you need that 30 minutes of reticle below the main crosshair, and the 4 to 16 has it. You know, the other option is you have this scope called the SHV line. If you don't want to spend the money on an ATAC-R, you have a decent option in the SHV line of Night Force. It's half the price of an ATAC-R. They're still not cheap, but they're half the price of an ATAC-R. You can get an ATAC-R with an MOA reticle in 3 to 10 power. You can get one in 4 to 14 power. Okay, in second focal plane. So those are really good options. They're under $1,000.
Oh, wow. Is the scope I was looking at was like, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. And sometimes you can find a display model that might be on sale for $100 off that. So you may find one in the $800 range.
Wow. The one that I found, it was like $1,800. $1,800, and it was a good, it was 4 to 16 second focal plane, and I was, you know, because like you said, it's a big investment,
right?
But since Night Force is the best, I'd rather have a scope that I don't ever need to change than to have a scope that you see a lot of people buy. They go with this scope, they go with that scope, and it's like you got seven different scopes on seven different rifles. You know, that's too much. I'd rather have.
Yeah, I have the same reticle on all my rifles. So my 6.5 Grendel AR-15 has a Night Force scope with an MOAR reticle. My 50 BMG has a Night Force scope with an MOAR reticle. I don't change reticles. You can change power ranges. You can put different power ranges of scopes on. That's not going to hurt you. You can match that to the capability of the rifle. But it's really helpful to have all your scopes have the same reticle, because you instantly know what you're looking at when you pick it up. You only have to understand one reticle.
Yes, exactly. Well, like always, Sue, you are a wealth of knowledge, Sam.
Well, thank you,
and
Carlos.
I thank you.
God bless
and I
you
thank
and your
you.
Family. Thanks for the
same
call.
Same to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Sam, we got an offline question. What ammunition do you recommend for the Glock 47 9mm?
I like the Corbon plus P 9mm, either in the 95 grain or the 100 grain. Either one of those work really well. And even the 115 grain, the Corbon plus P ammunition.
All right. Well said. Corbon makes, they have a reputation for taking their ammunition, they market to the highest acceptable levels of pressure, don't they?
They do a lot of research on powders and burn rates, and they do a really good job getting a lot of energy out of a handgun round, and they use quality bullets that expand and fragment quite well. And it's nice. People don't realize this, but the equation for energy is important to understand. Handguns are marginal in stopping angry adult males. It's not like the movies. You're not going to shoot a guy once with a handgun and have him fall over dead. That's not how it works.
Right.
If you got to defend yourself with a handgun, you're probably going to shoot that guy four or five times to get him to stop. It doesn't happen instantaneously in the real world. A lot of people don't know that because they've been watching movies, so they have this false belief system about how powerful handguns are.
Right.
So one of the things that helps is to understand a little bit about terminal ballistics. If you understand a little bit about terminal ballistics, then you're in a lot better position to choose proper ammo that will be more effective in defending your life. So how do we do that? Well, first thing we need to understand is the equation for energy. So let's say that I've got a bullet moving a certain speed and it weighs 100 grains and it makes 300 foot-pounds of energy. If I double the size of that bullet and it weighs 200 grains moving the same speed as a 100-grain bullet, I double the energy. So I go from 300 foot-pounds of energy to 600 foot-pounds of energy, right?
Right.
Now, what happens if I increase on something like that, if I increase the velocity of that 100-grain bullet just 50%? See, things change pretty quickly because when you increase the velocity, you square the increase in energy, right? So in the equation for energy, it changes much more quicker. The energy goes up faster with a change in velocity, much faster than it does with a change in the mass of the projectile. So if I increase the velocity by 50%, then in the equation for velocity, the contribution of velocity to energy goes up 1.5 times 1.5, which means the energy level goes up 225% just from increasing the velocity 50%. And if you ever wondered why that skinny 150-pound kid in high school playing linebacker hit so hard compared to the big guys, it's because he was faster.
That's right.
Speed has a much greater effect on energy delivered than mass. And that's an important thing to understand. So with handgun bullets that are marginal in energy to begin with, the best way to increase the killing power of that round is to use a lighter bullet with a much faster velocity. And that's what Corban does best. They offer these super light bullets that are 1,400, 1,500 feet a second, depending on the pistol you're shooting them out of. And they're incredibly more effective than a slow 147 grain 9mm hollow point. Now, there's a second part to that equation, and that is the effect that it has on the body. So when you shoot a bullet that's heavy and slow, you have what we call a permanent wound channel, about the diameter of your pinky finger, and it goes through the body and comes out the other side. And your temporary wound channel is very, very small, just slightly larger than the permanent wound channel, and it follows it. Now, if you take a light, fast bullet that fragments and opens up, it creates this huge shock wave in human tissue. And that shock wave tends to take on the shape of a football or even a Hershey's Kiss if the fragmentation is dramatic. Imagine a Hershey's Kiss on its side, about eight right. inches in diameter. That's that shock wave, that temporary wound channel. You have a much better chance of hitting a central nervous system area, or what we call a CNS area, if you have a large temporary wound channel. Just so happens that the light bullets that are spinning faster and moving faster, they fragment quicker and create a much more dramatic temporary wound cavity, much larger in diameter, so you have a much better chance of shutting down the threat and keeping them from attacking you.
All right. My messages are somehow messed up here. I think our next caller is Nick in New York.
Let's see if... Lane
in Texas. Yeah, I don't have any messages after the Glock.
Okay, Lane in Texas. Lane in Texas, we'll talk to you.
Hey, Lane.
Good morning. Good morning, John, Sam. Sam, I guess I'm just getting old or whatever, but can you phonetically spell, like, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, the name of that thermal scope you're talking about? Because I just haven't been able to grasp it.
Okay, hold on just a second. Let me see if I can get back there on the web.
These were the ones that are on sale, I think.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So the manufacturer is IRAE, okay? Indigo, Romeo Alpha Yankee. That's the name of the manufacturer. Okay, the model is the hybrid. Okay, so let me see if I can give you the exact information.
Yeah, they usually have a number with the...
Yes, so, that's what I'm going to get for you right now.
Yeah, I've heard of IRA now that I've got a better connection on the phone, but I...
Okay, so the IRA's part number is H-Hotel Y-Yankee H-Hotel 50W Whiskey. And it's called, the marketing name is the Rico Hybrid 640 3X by 50 millimeter. It's called a multifunction thermal weapon sight. H-Hotel
Y-Yankee 3X? Was that 3X magnification? Is that what you said?
3X base optical power 50 millimeter objective.
Okay. And that's what do you think that's running these days?
And they run they're not on sale right now. They run $69.99 plus tax and shipping. So now this is the most flexible site, you know, and we try to give people a little off, but I can't advertise that on the air. You know. So if you're interested in one, give me a call. We'll get you one in.
Well, I thought you were I'm interested. I thought you said you could find something for like less than $3,000 a few minutes ago. Did I misunderstand that?
There's a site that's on sale right now, a thermal weapon site, okay, and it's shaped like a normal rifle scope, okay, and it's called the Bolt TL35V2, but that's for hunting. That's not for tactical use. That's got a 384 by 288 engine with a 35 millimeter objective lens. That's not a very high-quality thermal, but if you're killing hogs at 120 yards, it'll do, as long as they're stationary.
Okay. Well, I was looking for more like two-legged hogs than four-legged, so...
Right. Yeah, you need to go to a higher-end piece for tactical work. You need the ability to detect threats that are trying to hide from you, and you need that 640 by 512 engine to do it.
Well, at least they've come down. I knew some...
The other advantage of the hybrid is you can use it across many weapon platforms. You can put it in front of your sniper weapon systems. You can use it as a standalone sight on an AR-15. This thing does it all. And you can generate your own reticle for every trajectory of every weapon you shoot.
Now, when you do that, though, how does that – I mean, doesn't – in other words, you're relying on the initial sight on there to get your zero, and when you put the thermal on there, it's not going to change your zero points or anything? You know, as far as sighting it in? You don't have to sight it in for every weapon, obviously.
Well, you do, and it stores your zero for every weapon. See, when you buy a thermal sight, you have this massive computer on your gun, okay? So when you mount that as a standalone weapon, you tell the sight you're on weapon A. Weapon A is my AR-15 and my 6.5 Grendel.
Okay.
So you tell it you're on weapon A. So it now knows that it's in standalone configuration, and it's going to use this reticle, and it uses this zero point. Now, when you put it on your sniper weapon system in front of your Night Force scope, you tell it, okay, you're now on weapon E, and you are now collimated. You are using this reticle, right, and you're using this zero. You just tell it what weapon it's on, and it knows what to do once you've done the preparation work.
I've never owned one, so I didn't know they were quite that sophisticated. It's like I do radio control and a transmitter. I can put 30 different airplanes on one transmitter.
Yep.
But I got to tell it which airplane I'm flying.
That's exactly what you do. It's that simple. It's really cool. I mean, this hybrid thing is amazing. I mean, it is the kind of thing I would design if I were going to design a weapon sight.
Cool. All right. Thanks for the help.
Okay. Have a great week.
Thanks for the call. Our next caller looks like Nick in New York. Morning, Nick. Have a break. Hold on, Nick. We'll be right back.
No food, no life. it's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Black Friday sale of energy cleaners in effect right now. That's $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and an additional 5% off if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. We are visiting with us Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. And Nick, we want to restate your question for Sam again.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you. I have a question about, Sam had mentioned in the past several times, you know, never hand in your rifles. What are your thoughts with martial law or anything else with pistols because they're registered? Do you feel the same way about those? Please.
Absolutely. The government has no right to infringe on your God-given right to defend yourself. So if they come to collect weapons, whoever that is, whatever criminal knocks on your door to take your weapons, rifle or pistol, give them the ammunition at high speed first. Okay?
Beautiful.
Now, if you can throw 99 miles an hour, you know, like a major league pitcher, I guess you could try a few of those, but I'd use a different device personally. I'd use a different mechanism, but I'd definitely give them the ammo first.
Thank you. I also have a quick question about magazines. If you're out at night, like all night hunting or whatever, rusting, is there an issue with these springs rusting, and how would you, I know the rifles, as you and John have told me before, there's really not much you could do except coat it with oil, you told me once. But what about magazines? How do you prevent them or put off them rusting if you have them out at night in your kit?
Well, it really depends on what type of magazine. Like, can you give me a particular weapon system you're talking about?
223.
Okay, so for our, so something like that would work on an M4 or an AR-15 or something of that nature, correct?
Yes, correct.
We don't have problems with rust because we use a stainless steel magazine body that is salt bath nitrided with a stainless steel flat wire spring, okay, and a metal and rubber Ranger plate with a plastic follower. So there's no such thing as rust on the magazines that we recommend you use for defensive work.
So stainless steel magazine and spring. And a flat spring, I believe you said in the past, is the best?
Yeah, a flat wire spring.
Flat wire spring.
For your magazine. And that's Shooting System sells them. There's other companies that make and sell them. But yeah, as long as you have a stainless steel spring and a stainless steel bodied mag, that salt bath nitrided, rust will never be an issue for you on an M16, M4, AR-15 type platform.
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Have a great week.
You too.
Okay, thanks for the call. It looks like we have back for a second question or comment, Carlos in Georgia again. Back in, Carlos, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing again? I'm sorry. My other question, this is a Firearms Monday question for Sam. Again, what do you think, when you're talking about suppressors?
Yes.
Do you like multi-caliber caliber suppressors? For example,
no.
No? Okay.
No. No, not at all. Why does everybody, the general public, Joe Q public, why do they buy a suppressor? Because they think it quiets the rifle down,
and
it makes it sneakier, right? Mm-hmm. The problem is they're not considering the real world. When you have to use a rifle to defend your life, there's about a 95% chance you're going to be doing it in the dark at night.
Yes.
The most important aspect of a suppressor is not its sound suppression capability. The most important aspect of a suppressor to save your life and allow you to self-rescue, protect yourself, protect your family, protect your neighborhood, protect your community, is that that suppressor and ammo combination does not flash. Mm-hmm. No fire comes out the end of that thing in pitch dark conditions. That is the most important attribute of a suppressor. And I'm amazed at these young clowns all doing YouTube videos about suppressors and testing them and claiming this suppressor's the best or that suppressor's the best.
Yes.
They never test them at night for flash. That's the only thing that really matters.
Let me tell
you something. If you're in a firefight at night and your opponent is 100, 50, 100, 200, 300 yards away and you know how to use cover properly, the fact that your suppressor is 3 decibels louder than somebody else's suppressor is not going to determine anything in that fight. But you know what happens if your suppressor flashes? It's like a bullet magnet. Bullets start raining down on your head when your muzzle starts flashing at night.
Yeah.
And so the most important attribute of that suppressor is that there's no flash and that it's hard for that opponent to find your location in the dark.
Yes. Well, it's like...
You got a follow-up question, Carlos? Hold on, please.
Yes, sir.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down in the cauldron. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, and we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. I have two Black Friday sales going on right now. Liberator rocket heaters, 20% off the heaters, the pellet hoppers, and the burners, the grates, if you want an extra grate. And with the energy cleaner, it's 25% off, $25 off the energy cleaner, 25% off the mattress pads, and an additional 5% off if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Building with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. Let's continue with Carlos where we left off, Sam.
Yeah, so multi-caliber suppressors, and like Sam had stated, I mean, I bought one a couple of years ago, and I just started really using it. It was a Silencer Co. Hybrid 46, and you could use it from 9mm to 450. I think it's 450 or like a 4570, stuff like that. And it's a magnum rated, so you can run 300 Win Mag. But I already knew that they don't suppress sound. I mean, they bring it down that it doesn't hurt your ears. But it's more, I see that as more of a compensator. Because, in like as Sam's saying, when the proverbial crap hits the fan, as long as you're not seen, the sound really doesn't matter because there's going to be rounds fired everywhere.
Well, the sound does matter, but 3-4 dBs, the difference between the loudest can and the quietest can, is not going to help or hurt you in a fight. Have you shot a 300 mag through that can at night and will look at the flash that comes out the end of it?
No, I haven't.
I would highly recommend. Test a few of these things at night and look at the flash. Now, it could be the can that's allowing the flash. It could be powder that just flashes really bad. It's the combination of ammo, powder, and suppressor that will cause something to flash. And so you need to kind of test that and know ahead of time that your stuff doesn't flash.
Yeah, I haven't tested it at night. I know that they do make, like, they have a flash-suppressing end cap for it. I have bought, came with the flat, just the flat regular end cap. And I bought the one that's more like a muzzle brake type end cap. And I was looking at the 3-prong flash suppressor end cap for it. I mean, you know, at the time that I bought it, you know, it was just a friend of mine had bought a dedicated, he thought he was getting for a rifle, and it was more of a, it was from 9mm to 45 suppressor. And so I was like, well, why didn't you get a multiple that you could run it from your gun, your handgun to your rifle? And that was the only thing behind it, as, you know, the sound. But from you, I have learned about the flash suppressing capability of the muzzle, of coming out of the muzzle and on a suppressor. That is what you really need to focus more on. So I just wanted to get your input on that.
So can you restate the question succinctly?
No. I understand. You answered the question, but I was just saying that that was the whole purpose behind getting the suppressor. That, you know, I wanted to be able to run it on the handgun to a rifle. And, of course, quiet it down just enough that I don't have to, you know, destroy my ears. But then from listening to you, you were talking about look more for flash suppressing out of your suppressor than just thinking, oh, the quieter, the better you are.
Yeah, we took a little bit different approach. You know, we tested a bunch of handgun suppressors and found one that just happened to do the best at flash suppression and also was very quiet in our tests. And then we did the same thing with rifles. We tested a bunch of different titanium suppressors and a couple of steel suppressors for rifles, and we picked the one that did the best job with flash. Just so happened to be a steel can, not a titanium can, that did the best on flash suppression, and it was as quiet as any of the titanium cans, so it worked out really well. And it had a quick disconnect feature on it, so we were very happy with the results of our test, because it gave us really good performing products that weren't the most expensive thing on the market.
Yeah. So it was. It wasn't a crazy expensive can.
No, the rifle can that performed the best from a flash perspective was the Yankee Hill R2 Resonator, the full size can with the QD brake.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. And again, a wealth of knowledge, Sam. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call, okay. Carlos. Have a great week.
Thanks for the call, Carlos. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, are you going to have a excellent Turkey Day Thanksgiving coming up in a couple of days here, Sam?
Well, I think we're going to definitely celebrate Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for, and It's been a rough year for my family. My mother passed away, and I've had some health issues this year, but got a lot to be thankful. I probably have, even though as tough a year as it's been for me, I probably have more to be thankful for this year than in the last 20 years. So well, I'm very happy to celebrate Thanksgiving.
That's a good thing. Pastor of my church, you were part of my wife's memorial service there several years ago. And he went person to person in our small church with a microphone, asking people to tell everybody what they were thankful for. And I did my part also. And I have a lot to be thankful for. My lovely wife, who's sitting not far from me, my life, my health, my career, and all the listeners to RBN who make all this happen. So I'm definitely very thankful myself, Sam.
Well, I'm not in a position to make official announcements at this point, but I can tell you when God takes something away from you that you love, he is strengthening your faith muscles, and he always seems to put something better in its place. So,
absolutely.
You know, the other thing that I've sort of learned through 60 plus years of life, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've noticed a pattern. When human beings aren't grateful for the blessings that God gave them, God takes the blessings away.
Roger that.
So it's a good time to be grateful. It's a good time to be thankful, and a great time to have Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. And we do have open lines. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, we're into the holiday season here very quickly. Before we know it, it'll be 2024, won't it, sir?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited for next year. There's going to be a lot of changes in my life in the next 4 or 5 months, and I'm really excited for it. And it could go, you know, I've got the two legal proceedings that are still outstanding, you know, one personal, one the Freedom Center land issue. And I'm really looking forward to getting those settled and moving on with my life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Same here. Okay. Well, the training schedule for 2024 will be posted about when, give or take a few weeks?
Probably figure the last weekend in March will probably post it. But if you want to take a basic class early in the year, if you want to do it when the weather's still cool and it doesn't get too hot out, pick a day in April. Pick a weekend in April that you know will work for your schedule and give me a call. And that way, when I go into the instructors meeting in March, I can say, hey, well, we've got 7 people that want a basic class on this particular weekend. We only have 2 people that want a basic class on this weekend. You see what I mean? If you can give me some input, look at your schedule and give me some input, we could plan this thing out. We might be able, if enough people agree with you, we might be able to get a class scheduled on the weekend that's perfect for you.
Outstanding. Yeah. Well, my observation has been when there's spouses are a group of men or women, it adds a whole different aspect to it when there's 2 or more people that know each other in a class, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had people bring their teenagers with them, their wife. You know, whole families come and take a basic class together. And there's a little bit of competitiveness there, sometimes between the siblings, sometimes between the father and the daughter, or the husband and the wife. And that competitiveness is good. It keeps people focused.
Absolutely. Well, one class I attended as an observer and safety instructor, we had several doctors these high IQ guys, very productive, very successful in their chosen careers. It was a lot of fun with those men, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. They're the best. You know, when you get a group of 8 to 10, 12 doctors all in a class, it's quite the fun time because there's a lot of humor, a lot of stress relief and decompression going on, a lot of fun happening. There's a lot of ribbing and kidding going back and forth between the students. It's just entertaining, more than you can imagine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, occasionally you'll offer a class for women only, won't you, sir?
We do that. If we get requests for a women's only class, you know, some women have had a tough go at life. And early on in their life, they had problems with men being abusive or some other thing. Or they've recently come out of an abusive relationship and they want to learn how to defend themselves. They're tired of being a victim. See, and that's the most important thing. When you get tired of being a victim, then you'll do the right thing, make changes, learn how to defend yourself. And that's a really big step for a lady that's been in a rough relationship. That's not easy to do. I have incredible respect for the women that finally say, you know, I'm tired of being this guy's punching bag. I'm tired of being a victim. I want to learn how to defend myself. I live by myself now, or I live with my mother. I want to know how to defend my home. And they finally grow a spine, stand up and say, enough is enough. I'm not going to be a victim anymore. That is a great, great place to be in life. And when we get a number of women make the request, and in those situations, it's hard enough having a male instructor, right? But it's a great thing when you get a bunch of women like that together in a ladies-only class and you say, okay, let's very calmly and very methodically go through everything you need to learn to defend yourself. And you do that in a calm and compassionate way, and these women learn at light speed. I got to tell you, women typically learn faster with the handgun than the men. Now, the men are usually a little better with the rifles. The rifles are heavier. They don't get tired as quickly as the gals do. But with the handguns, the women with no training at all learn faster than the men that have been shooting guns their whole life.
Well, that's good to know. And I've had similar experiences with my female students that with pistols. They typically, they don't come with bad habits. And that's an important aspect to it, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, when you show a woman how to grip a pistol properly and they shoot it and they feel like the pistol's not going to jump out of their hand, they feel like they actually have control of it, they get this big smile on their face and they never forget that grip that you showed them. They just don't forget it. Once they see that it works, they hold on to it. I got to tell you, some men, you can show them the position of their left hand if they're pulling the trigger with their right hand on a pistol 25 times in 2 days, and they still won't do it right.
I know.
Old habits die hard.
I know. Absolutely. That's just simply the way it is. Okay. We got about 2 minutes before the break. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I've been doing a lot of reading, and I've had friends that have brought some stuff to me, and so I've been reading a lot of quotes. And since you quoted a general this morning, maybe this is Quote a General Day at Republic Broadcast Network, because I've got some really interesting quotes from Bradley and from Patton, you know. And one of them I really like is from General George Patton. He said, "Moral courage is the most valuable and usually the most absent characteristic in men." And see, that's the thing our country needs now more than ever before is moral courage, the courage to do the right thing. You know, we've talked about Galatians 5:1 and that Christ sets you free. You know, therefore, do not allow yourself to be burdened by the yoke of slavery ever again. Well, the yoke is the law. Christ's atonement process set us free from the law of men, and the scales of male men, human justice. And it now requires us to do the morally correct thing, not the legal thing. You know, and moral courage, I'm telling you, in the next 18 months in this country, the level of moral courage that shows up is going to determine the fate of the United States of America.
Roger that.
You know, another famous quote of George Patton is, if everybody is thinking alike, then somebody isn't thinking at all.
Absolutely true.
You know, I'm not a big fan of groupthink. You know, I like discussion. I like debate. I like alternative opinions. You know, I like, you know, I grew up in a family where my uncles, my grandfather, my dad, they weren't afraid to argue with each other. They knew they were still going to be friends at the end of the day, that they're still going to love each other, still going to care about each other. They didn't get offended. They argued with each other about some very complex mechanical and physical things in designing machinery and all of the things that went into designing and manufacturing complex machinery. And I'll tell you, some of these printing presses get pretty complex. There's some interesting physics involved in all of that. So there were some really dynamic arguments, discussions, debates, and that's the environment I grew up in. That doesn't bother me at all. I think that's great. And what was the matter with COVID? We had this groupthink garbage coming from the CDC, Fauci, and the World Health Organization, and they shut down all the debate. That's why the truth didn't come out for 3 years, because they shut down all the debate. The social media companies, the media, were all in cahoots together.
Absolutely. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Sam, about 2.5-3 minutes to wrap up your thoughts for the week, sir.
Well, I'd like to paraphrase a few things that General Omar Bradley spoke about. And unsurprisingly, we're going to talk a little bit about the word freedom, the concept of freedom. Omar Bradley said, and I'm paraphrasing, freedom. No word was ever spoken that has offered mankind greater hope. freedom. No word ever spoken has demanded greater sacrifice. Freedom. No word was ever spoken that demanded to be nurtured more. And freedom. No word ever spoken has come closer to being God's will on earth.
All right. Well said. Well, General Bradley was known to be a very humble general, wasn't he, sir?
Yes. Yes. And it's humility that breeds objectivity. Arrogance and pride skew your ability to view things for what they really are. And Omar was a very humble man, especially for a general. And Patton knew that, worked with him. They were quite the team together, because Omar Bradley kept Patton a little more grounded than he probably would have. And Patton expanded Omar Bradley's knowledge of strategy and techniques and how to win conflict. And they were an amazing team during World War II working together. And, of course, all of their shenanigans were overseen by Ike, or General Dwight Eisenhower. And how lucky were we to have such great men with such varied talents at the helm? Quite different now, you know. We have people like Milley who leave $80 billion worth of weapons in the hands of our enemies. And our enemies use those weapons to murder tens of thousands of women and children in Israel. It's such a contrast from when we had great men in leadership, and now we have children in the White House, children in the Secretary of Defense's office, children running the Pentagon. I mean, it's disgusting what's going on now. And the American people just going to have to step up.
Absolutely. That's what needs to happen. I couldn't say it better myself. Well, Sam, thank you very much. We appreciate you being with us. We hope you enjoy your holiday with your friends and family. And we look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
John, thank you. Let freedom ring, and may God bless the Republic Broadcast Network.
All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a short week. We will not have live shows Thursday or Friday. We'll have archives being broadcast. Just keep in mind, I have not one but two Black Friday sales going on right now. That's $25 off energy clearance, 25% off mattress pads, and an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy clearance, and show oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.